Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take away a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is a good friend and fellow real agent, Paige Gary. Paige has a background in design and new construction, and she focuses her attention on high-end luxury properties. Welcome to the podcast, Paige.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Yeah, awesome. So, Paige, tell us how you got into the real estate business and give us a little framework on that.
Well, I've always prided myself on customer service. I think I was telling you one of my first jobs was working at Red Laurel's throughout college. I worked there. I met my husband there.
Had
a great time. But Red really instilled in all of his employees how important customer service is. I mean, he used to go around and quiz us and say, what's your number one, you know, priority? And it was the correct answer, which we quickly learned was customer's always right, you know, make the customer feel happy and at home. And so he was super customer service oriented. Once I graduated from college, I went on and worked in New Orleans, downtown New Orleans. And I was the home office manager for 401k plans at Pan American Life. So I've always loved numbers. I've always loved math. And that was just right up my alley. It was very similar to what a CPA or an accountant does with the April 15th deadline. We actually had a March 15th deadline. So there were many times towards the closer we got to March 15th that we actually worked through the night in our office. It was, you know, pretty cutthroat. But it was also a fun time to be in downtown New Orleans.
Right.
When, you know, it was a little bit slower, so you had a little more time on your hands, and we could just go, you know, walk through the quarter and, you know, get some great shopping and restaurants. So
right.
It was a wonderful time in my life and a great experience, and I was rewarded for it, which was exciting. Once that happened, then I had children,
right.
Which changes, as you know, changes
right,
everything.
Right.
And I was fortunate enough to be a stay-at-home mom for a while. And it was during that time that I kind of reflected, saying, what am I passionate about? What is going to give me flexibility? And, you know, stay home in the summer with my children. And my husband, David, is a golf pro at the Wetlands Golf Course. And I always admired the fact that he loved going to work. I tried not to take it personally.
Right.
But he loved going. He loved his job. He loved working. And he never spoke negatively about, you know, getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and going to the golf course.
Right.
So I always admired that and was secretly jealous. And I kind of looked around our house and said, okay, well, what would I feel that passionate about?
Right.
And that answer was very evident whenever I looked around and realized I had every Southern Living magazine. Every any kind of decorating magazine that was around, I subscribed to it. And I said,
right.
Well, that's my passion. That's what I'm passionate about. So that's when I was able to take some classes and learn all the ins and outs about spatial planning and color coordination and the color wheel charts and all of that stuff, because there is an art behind interior design. And I started doing some design work, which was so fun, so flexible, great relationships with customers and clients. And
right.
I was able to bring that work from where the city that we were living in when we moved back home to Lafayette. I was able to transfer that work and had a really nice business as big as I needed it to be
right.
with four children.
Right.
So that was kind of how I got into design, and that just naturally evolved into real estate. As my kids got older, I mean, we know real estate is 7 days a week, you know,
right.
10, 12, 14-hour days. Our customers usually work, so that means we need to work when they are off of work. So I always thought about going into real estate, but didn't pursue it aggressively because of the age of my children.
Gotcha.
My kids are obviously older and are very self-sufficient. And that's when I just really, you know, jumped into real estate, and I'm extremely passionate about it. Love what I do. Love that I can incorporate my interior design background and also my numbers background and bring that and kind of make me a well-rounded real estate agent.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love that, because in the space that you're working, builders get a lot of value from you because of your design experience. So they know that you can show the how the tile is looking to the mm-hmm. potential buyer of their property and really be able to showcase the property maybe with something that doesn't exist. We were talking about that earlier. The tile isn't even there at the house yet, but you have a good way of being able to show the buyer, hey, here's what the tile looks like. Here's what the granite's going to look like. Yeah. And you guys are going to have some vision here because it's just sheetrock up right now.
A lot of these builders will list their homes when they're just in the sheetrock stage. So for a potential buyer to walk through, you don't know what the floor is going to look like. You don't know what the tile is going to look like. You have no idea what the countertops are or what the light fixtures are.
Right.
So the only person that has that knowledge is the builder and the interior designer, right? So I'm able to show them, okay, here's the light fixtures that I selected. And it just gives them a good visual for what the finished product is going to be. And that's actually happened before where, you know, the house is in the sheetrock stage and they'll put a contract on the house that night because we were able to provide, show them the whole picture of
right.
what the finished product was going to be. So it yeah. definitely is advantageous in a new construction aspect. It also, my design background works really well when I'm repping a buyer and the buyers walk into an empty house or walk into a cluttered house or walk into a house that maybe has a bad paint selection on the walls.
Right.
And I can walk them through that process of, you know, they may walk in thinking this empty room looks really small, but I pull out my tape measure and say, hey, look, you can have 2 92-inch sofas in here. And, you know, I can coordinate that furniture arrangement for them. And I bring a lot of value that way. At least that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
But it does help them with their spaces to envision what their furniture is going to look like or what their choice of wall color is going to look like.
Right. Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And it for realtors, it's like, you know, we have such a vast knowledge of different things. So like everybody just really needs to find their person. And I think that that's your shtick is you have this background in design. You have a good eye for things. And I think that, you know, when buyers are looking for something, like you bring a lot of value to them as far as, you know, all of your experiences that you've had through your whole career, not just your real estate career.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. It's true. We all have just kind of our hidden talents, and many people don't know about my background, and they're like, well, how do you know that? You know.
Yeah.
So then I explain to them, okay, I've had over 25 years of experience doing interior design work, and they're like, ah, it makes sense. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's like for me, I could care less what the curtains are. Probably
right.
Didn't even notice what the decorative stuff was in the house. So. Yeah, for me, I'm totally a pass on that kind of stuff. So
it's fun because like when I'm showing houses and I'll look at the draperies and I'll be able to tell
like,
them,
this
hey, this is black
draperies.
Outlining. These
yeah.
are hand stitched. You know
yeah.
the drapery hardware line. I recognize that line, and I know you have about $20,000 of draperies in this house.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I definitely can open their eyes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one thing that I compliment you on all the time is the way that you dress. You always are very professional and you dress for success. So tell us a little bit about where that came from and how you vision that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm a big believer in dressing, and I think a lot of that was instilled early on when I was working at Pan American Life. I mean, I would wear navy blue
suits,
pantyhose,
yeah.
sensible pumps.
Right.
You know, so that was instilled early on. And I had read a book called, it was by John T. Malloy, called Dress for Success. That was the real name of it. Now, of course, a lot of this is dated because very few people dress like that anymore
right.
in the business world. But I witnessed firsthand that if you dressed appropriately, that people the suggestion was that you were more knowledgeable, that you were more experienced, and that you cared about what you were presenting to your customers. So I'm a big believer in dressing for success. As we know in real estate, you never know when you're going to get that phone call where somebody wants to, you know, I only have 5 minutes and, you know, it has to happen in the next, you know, 10 minutes. Can you go show me this property?
Right.
So it's very rare that you'll see me at the office not dressed waiting for that phone call from that customer that, you know, wants to go see something. I try to be prepared, and I think dressing is one of those preparations.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we're in a culture right now of just being comfortable or going to the gym and then going to work. And it's like, you know, every time I see Paige, I say, okay, she's at work. She is ready to do some business. She's not, you know, in yoga pants or whatever. And it's like, she's
ready. No, you don't see me at home. I promise you. As soon as I get home, I'm changing into my shorts or yoga pants.
Right. But still, it's, you know, it says something. And even for other realtors to notice that how you hold yourself is so important. And I notice that. And that's something that I've always seen about you. And it's a professional thing. It's a, you know, how you hold yourself thing. It's you hold yourself to a higher standard. And I think that in today's market, that separates you even further than some of the other things that you do, because, you know, more and more people are casual, or they're working from home, or they're not getting up and getting dressed and like putting their best foot forward and like really feeling and like looking their best. So that's huge. That's one thing that, you know, I've always...
Well, thank you so much.
You know,
I mean, it's like I said, it was instilled in me early on, and it's just something that I've always believed in. I want to be the knowledgeable person. I want people to always perceive me as being the professional, and that's just always been something very important to me. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, not a problem. So you focus a lot of your attention on luxury listings, and I've seen you have some amazing properties lately. Tell us a little bit about the transition from where you were to, you know, being representing these luxury properties. Because I know not a lot of people are interested in getting into like luxury real estate. So how did that transition for you from, you know, your career, and how did you get into representing these large properties?
Yeah, well, luxury, of course, you have bigger budgets whenever you're building a luxury home, which means you can afford to put in some upgraded finishes, some details that you wouldn't necessarily see in a starter home, right? So I've always appreciated those finishes. Love working with them, love working with the bigger budgets, just because I admire and I appreciate it. It's so moving into the luxury market has definitely been a goal of mine. I do think that age and experience affords that ability. It's very difficult for a young person to do luxury, and I just am so amazed by the people, the agents that can do that, because I just think age gives you maybe some credibility.
Right.
And the younger agents that are in the luxury market, I made kudos to them. Like, I think it's just incredible that they can, they have been able to cross that threshold and you know, be knowledgeable and credible. And I admire that so much. But for me, it's just always been an interest of mine. I'm a big believer in social media.
Right.
And I started kind of a series of luxury home tours. And I think people like to dream. They like to see that and envision themselves in these homes. And it was the opportunity for me to show them, get them inside of these homes and actually walk them through it. I mean, we know people use Zillow and Realtor.com and they can see the pictures, but I think it's the walkthrough tour that people like so much. And like for an example would be, I had a parade home this year built by Acadiana Home Builders, and I was able to show people almost like the build process, you know, and I tried to every Friday do an update for people. Today, the exterior brick got painted, and show them show them what a difference the before and the after of, you know, the builder grade brick, and then what it looked like whenever everything got painted this beautiful creamy white color.
Right.
Next week might have been, okay, here's the tile that was just installed, and you know, when the under cabinet lighting hits this tile, it's going to glisten, you know, beautifully. It's iridescent, and so just kind of point out the details of the house as it was being constructed. And the interesting thing about social media is, I worked that parade home every day. It was two weekends, and I was there to greet people. And as I would introduce myself to these people, they were like, "Oh, well, I already know who you are. You know, I know you."
Right.
So it was really just reiterated to me again how much video and how much talking on video gets people to know, like, and trust you.
Right.
Numerous people said, you know, I've been following this series and I'm so happy to finally be here and walk through the house. It was a huge wake-up call to me, I guess, just an acknowledgement that
right.
people watch these videos, and it instilled that know, like, and trust, which every realtor is trying to get their clients and customers to know, like, and trust them. And video, talking to the video, doing these tours really, allowed that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the consistency, too, that you've been able to accomplish that, because you're very consistent on social media and you've been putting out a lot of content. And sometimes doing these things, you don't see the rewards, but it was nice for you to be able to see that at
yeah,
the parade,
it really
to be able
was.
To say, like, okay, yeah, what I'm doing obviously is working.
Yeah, it's not when you're talking to a stranger, immediately their walls go down because they feel like they know you already.
Right.
So it allowed for a lot more easier conversation with strangers, people yeah. that I was actually just meeting for the first time. So it was a good eye-opener for me that you got to keep pushing those videos and got to keep walking through these beautiful houses because people want to see that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, for sure. And I've seen the progression of your social media. I think your daughters, right, are like, you know, mom's on social media now.
Yeah.
So they're loving that you're doing that. So is there anything that you might want to tell agents who are listening that, maybe give them a little encouragement or something that you do specifically, like for your clients to stay in front of them? Or is there anything specific that you want to maybe tell agents who may be listening to this to help them grow their business?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing, and I know you'll agree with this, is just be fearless. I mean, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, I mean, it's just be fearless. Get out there.
Right.
Do your video. Put your face in front of people. I mean, we're never as young or as beautiful or as skinny as we would like to be.
Right.
Right? But, I mean, that's okay. We're just normal people, right?
Right.
I've been working with the St. Jude Dream Home for the last 14 years, and that's local to Lafayette. But we always were required to go and do these interviews and do these videos. So I do have 14 years of experience of being in front of the camera on a pretty regular basis. So that helped me overcome kind of that hurdle of getting myself out there. I would just tell people just jump in, just do it, to be consistent. I mean, you're so consistent with your email newsletter. Every year it's my New Year's resolution to do it.
Right. Right. We'll get
and
you.
And somehow it never gets going. But that is something that's one of my goals. Again, here we are mid-year. And
So even for you, like one thing as I was listening to you talk about the dream home and meeting all these people is taking that and saying, you know, hey, I'm all super excited you follow me on social media, but I've got a newsletter that I send out, design tips and what's trending. And if you're interested, I'd love to add your
sign
email.
You up. Thanks.
I'd love to add your email.
I'm doing
to,
that next
to
year.
That.
Thank you.
You know, and then or even have an iPad or something mm-hmm. professional because I know you want it to look good, and they can just sign up for an email. And then that way you can kind of, you know, social media is nice in the sense that you just never know who you're going to reach. But on the flip side of that is you never know who you're going to reach.
Right.
Whereas email is specifically targeted to the people that you have. And then you're growing that consistency and that touch that you have with them over the long term.
I agree.
And
I mean, they say,
you,
I think that the statistics say with social media, you're only, with every post that you do, only 5-10% of
your followers.
Audience, your followers are even seeing what you're doing.
Right.
So versus an email.
Right. Which is, could be potentially 100%.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's never 100%. But still, like, you get to the point as an agent, like when you're sending these things consistently out, you're getting to the point where people are constantly seeing it and they're constantly opening it and they're kind of ready for it on the day and the time that you send it out. Mine is Wednesdays at 5 a.m.
And I know,
always say,
I get it, and I
you
love
get it,
it
you
yes.
open it. And before the office meeting every Wednesday, hundreds of people have read my content.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way that you can stay in touch with, in front of people. And that's really, as realtors, our biggest challenge mm-hmm. with new bunches of new agents coming in the market, and a lot of agents right now, high agent count in our city. It's just finding those ways that you can constantly stay in front of them. And yours is social media, and that's great. Is there anything else that you do to stay in touch with your client base, mailers or calls?
You know what I started doing? Yeah, actually, especially during when I'm hosting an open house and if nobody happens to be in the house, I've started doing video messages
okay.
to clients. And
right.
I text it to them.
Cool.
An example of that would be I sold a house to a couple, and they were they had a beautiful pool and a really nice pool house. Just the yard and the pool, the outside of the home was just, you know, magazine worthy. It was fabulous.
Right.
So I was hosting an open house. Nobody was in the house. And it was a really nice spring day here. And I don't know what made me think of their outdoor area. And I said, let me just send her a little, you know, video text. So I just recorded a video and I just said, I'm thinking about you today. The weather is so lovely. And I sure would love to be sitting out by your pool. How lucky you are, you know, that you bought your dream home. And she was so excited. I immediately got a response. But it lets people know I'm still, you know, actively, engaged and working. And I'm thinking about them. And I think that's what everybody wants to know, that somebody's thinking about them.
Right.
So I do that on a regular basis. The other thing I started doing, I had done a post, a social media post, and I got, you know, likes on it. I got comments on it, but then I also got likes. I think it might have been the one that top agents for last month.
Okay.
And I got these people that liked it. And so I'm like, how can I acknowledge that? So each one of those likes, I would send them a DM saying, thank you so much for supporting my business. You know, I appreciate, you know, as always, I appreciate your support. And again, just those interactions and just to let people know that I appreciate them and I appreciate them supporting me and my business and, you know, how I feed my family.
Right.
I thought that was kind of a clever way maybe to
yeah.
reach out to people, or a way that maybe people aren't actively doing. I thought
yeah.
it was different.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
Got good results with that also.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. So how about like just your people that have done business with you in the past? Do you do mailers or do you do anything like that through the year? Or is there something that you do to keep in touch with them?
I do like an annual Christmas card, which I changed that a couple years ago to be an actual Thanksgiving card.
Right.
Because I feel like everybody does Christmas cards.
Right.
So a Thanksgiving card. And then again, I incorporated that, you know, I appreciate you and I appreciate the trust that you instilled in me. I'm thankful for you as a client and now a client turned friend. So I kind of wanted to switch it up a little bit so that my card didn't get lost in the mail.
Right.
I like postcards. I think postcards are quick, easy. You don't have to open up an envelope. You just flip it over and people are going to see what you do. So, I do some postcard mail outs.
And that's normally when you have new listings. I've seen them before.
I've done that for listings. I've done it, almost like I just sold, you know, because I want people to think that I'm the neighborhood expert.
Right.
And that, you know, your neighbor trusted me, so you can trust me if you're interested. And I've picked up business that way. It's been successful.
Right.
I've done it in my own personal neighborhood and have a client that I've been working with for years buying investment properties just based on that postcard that I sent out. We have a great relationship now, and you know, anything that looks good, I send it to him, and you know, sometimes he buys it, sometimes he likes to look a lot, but
right.
those looks do turn into to contracts. So
right,
yeah.
Right, nice. So you were one of the original members of District South, right? You originally joined District South at the beginning.
I have only worked for District South. That is
okay.
correct.
Awesome. Yeah. Right. So. Tell us a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about like that original team that
mm-hmm.
was at District South. I was mm-hmm. able to join District South before we moved to
you
Real.
Got to experience
so I got
it
to
a
experience
bit.
A
yeah.
little bit about. So talk a little bit about the team and the culture of District South as a company, like in the beginning.
Well, I knew when I got my real estate license that a cloud-based brokerage was not for me.
Okay.
I'm old school. When I went to real estate school, I mean, you have two options. You can go to the classroom environment and you can go to the online schooling.
Right.
I knew the online schooling was definitely not going to work
right.
for me. And, you know, I had to go to the classroom. That's just how I learn. I mean, I graduated high school in 1984. Computers were not even invented then, you know.
Right.
So the idea of doing anything online, and certainly the idea of going to a cloud-based brokerage, was not the way that I learned. So I knew early on I needed to go to a small family feel brokerage. And, you know, at the time, District South was not taking inexperienced agents. You had to have experience, to join District South. And my experience in the design world and then the new construction world, I guess, qualified me for that. And, you know, I thank God every day that
right.
this is where I ended up, and that, you know, the brokers allowed me to join this unbelievable. I think the agents here are just rock stars, like literal rock stars. Now that we've joined Real, obviously cloud-based with, you know, all of my experience, cloud-based does not bother me anymore. So it is a cloud-based brokerage, but the beauty of what we were able to do is to combine the smallness, the small family feel of District South, yet still have the exposure of a cloud-based brokerage. So it's almost like the best of both worlds. I mean, you and I both maintain offices in the District South by Real Broker office building. And this building is a family. The people that work here are a family. And that's not to say that the people that don't work at the office are not family. We love them
right,
all.
Right.
And I think early on, you know, you mentioned everybody has kind of their own little niche or their own area of expertise. And that's been the beauty of joining Real, is that we have access to so many more people than just our, you know, 35 or 40 District South agents.
Right.
I mean, I was watching a video the other day about, you know, your Google Business Profile and how important that is. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one. But we're exposed to so much more now, all with the same goal. And the goal is just to be rock star, superstar agents, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like Real really accomplishes that.
Right. Yeah, I love that. That's exactly my feelings on the company. I mean, I joined District South, you know, before the transition, and you guys just welcomed me in, you know, with open arms, which was awesome. You know,
it was such an interesting, eclectic group, because you had, you know, young people, you had old people, you had, I mean, just a huge assortment of personalities,
right,
and backgrounds. And areas of expertise, but it was, you know, very much just this family unit, which, again, I'm so happy we've been able to maintain that with you know, moving to the transition to Real.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think the same thing. But that's what has made these podcasts so fun to do, is, you know, just getting to hear everybody's stories and getting to hear everybody's journeys and their backgrounds and what makes them up. You know, it's been just like really fun to get to just get everybody down on audio and getting to share this with people from around the nation and around our city and just of what we have. But I'm hoping that agents will, you know, gravitate towards people like you if they have a design interest, or they have an interest in working with luxury properties, or an interest in new construction, that they're going to naturally gravitate through to you, and you can provide help and training to them. If agents are listening to this and they're struggling, I hope that they reach out to you and follow you on social media, and know that we're here to help them. Even if you're not with Real, we're still a wide open book.
I'll tell you a little story. What happened last night? I got a sign call on one of my listings, and it was clearly a buyer. And she called me directly from my sign, and I said, sure, let's go see it, you know, today at 2:00. Well, about 8:00 last night, I got this distressed phone call, I was in a showing actually, and he called me 3 times. And so I, you know, finally called him back and said, I have a missed call from this number. And he says, yeah, I'm the property manager for so-and-so. And my understanding is she called you directly, and I just want you to know she already has an agent. She just doesn't understand the process of a buyer's agent and a seller's agent, you know, and she just, you know, thought she was being efficient by calling you directly. And I said, no problem. And he said, can I bring in her agent and we can have a small, you know, short conversation before we go see the house tomorrow. So the agent came on, and she's a local agent here, and she goes, you know, Paige, I just have to say thank you so much for being so understanding about this. And she goes, I don't know that, you know, other agents would be as understanding about, you know, bringing in another agent. And I said, you know what, our job is hard enough. We don't need to fight each other.
Right.
You know, we need to promote real estate. I mean, there's a lot of changes going on in our world right now, specific to the real estate industry. And we need to all join together and band together and really support each other, not tear each other down. So I just thought that, you know, story related exactly to what you were just talking about. We have to support each other. We have to work together on this because, I mean, we're kind of all in this together, right?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's never about just that one deal for me. It's always about a great experience for the other agent. And I mean, the last thing I want to do is steal someone's client that they've been working with, you know. And I think that that's where, you know, our group is just so, like, everyone's so top agents. I mean, they're top agents. They're ethical. They're, you know, respectful. They want other agents to win. We want other agents to bring their buyers to our properties. And I always said, I want to be that person with all these changes of whether or not they get compensated or this or that. I mean, people can play it the way they want to play it. But in my mind, it's you come to Jamie Knight's listing and you're going to get a compensation if I can, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
I just, that's been my mindset on this whole change and the things that is coming down the pipe.
You come to Paige Gary's listing and you're going to get a compensation if I can.
Yeah. So I like that too. And look, not everybody's got that same mindset. And there are other agents that I've even heard in the office where, you know, look, you're representing the seller and you're obviously whatever's best for them.
But isn't that interesting? I mean, because we all are independent contractors, right? So we can all choose to run our business, you know, however we think is the right way to run it. And that's one thing about real estate, as much as it's a collaborative effort, it really is our own business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if I want to concentrate on social media or if I want to, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to do your business the same way.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the beauty of being an independent contractor. We do what we're comfortable with. And I think it kind of makes the real estate world go round, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and close it out. Is there anything else that you might want to tell other agents that might be listening? And, you know, just kind of one last little tidbit for them. As we close out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously a mother of four. I'm a nurturer. So if anybody has questions, needs guidance, seeks help, you know, whatever, I'm always willing. I'm pretty able to. I'm good about answering my phone calls, or just text, email, reach out to me, Paige Gary Realtor, and I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I love it. I appreciate you spending your time with me this morning. And I know I just kind of threw it on you and said, let's do a podcast, you know, so.
Well, that's what happens when you're the first ones in the office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're the first ones in the office. Like, let's just do one. So I'm so happy to hear your story. And I personally have taken a ton of value from what you've said and how you hold yourself, and you inspire me to dress nicer and to go after higher end things. So I appreciate your time and I appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. And I hope people got a lot of value. So reach out to Paige on social media if you want to go find her, Paige Gary Realtor. And we'll put some of the information to get in touch with Paige in the description of the video. So again, appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, and we really appreciate you. So hope you guys have a great day.
Have a great day. Thanks, Jamie.